The new 92.1 Kiss FM. It's Days Go By, Dirty Vegas. 6:37 as we start an early Tuesday drive here with some showers off to the west, maybe heading this way. The complete forecast is coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm used to being wet. I spent most of the weekend about 20 feet underwater.
You were a soggy bottom boy this past weekend, weren't you?
I took my
now,
final
tell our
weekend
listeners that don't know, tell them.
Of scuba certification. Mm-hmm. My wife's a big scuba diver, more right. than 80 dives. She's got like a rescue diver, and she's really starting to get into it. She'd come back from these trips with all these incredible photographs of these ocean excursions and adventures. And so
and
I decided.
You whined, didn't you?
I'm ready to go do it, man. I'm ready to go out and get some of that. So I want to say big thanks out to Steve and Chad and Loretta at DiveTulsa.com. Dive Tulsa, they're the folks who trained me. Terrific teachers. And I just had the time of my life, and I just wanted to take a second and encourage our people. Look, if you're thinking of trying something new you've never done before, it's not expensive. It's like a couple hundred bucks to get certified.
Oh, it sounds incredible.
And it's really, that's dirt cheap because you get the pool training. They take you to a swimming pool. They take you through a few exercises, and then they'll take you out to a lake for the weekend, and you get a chance to try out all the stuff you've learned in a lake environment, usually a clearer lake in Arkansas.
I was going to say, not a lake around here.
Not Keystone. Visibility 2 inches. A fish could be in front of you, wouldn't see squat.
So you had a great time. I mean, what is the feeling like being under there? Is it like freedom?
The first 30 seconds when you're breathing underwater, your brain is tricking you. And it's telling you, this is not possible.
This is not right.
But all of a sudden, you just kind of chill. You just kind of hang out and you start breathing and relaxing. And before you know it, you're not really focusing on the fact that you're in a strange environment. But you're really honing in on all the stuff that most people don't ever see. I mean, we're down there at the bottom of Bull Shoals Lake, and we're cruising along, and there's rocks. The fish are swimming all around you. You find a line. There's a little fishing lure. Someone got caught in a rock, like, probably years ago. You fish it out, and you put it in your pocket and take it back for later and throw it away. Make sure no one steps on it. But it's just weird that you see all these wonderful things. And, of course, ocean diving is something I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
So let me encourage you, if you've ever wanted to try it, it's really not expensive. It'll really expand your horizons. You can go to DiveTulsa.com to see details. Ask a few questions and tell them I sent you. And they didn't know I was going to do that. I mean, this is not a commercial for them. I was just so impressed with the people and the training I got and just the fact that, wow, it opened up a whole new world for me and that I want to spread the word to other people to do it, okay?
So you were actually trained by Scuba Steve?
Scuba Steve!
Wow!
I'm telling you!
I'm impressed.
I spent most of the weekend just 20 feet down, not doing much, just... Look, Mom, I'm going. It was awesome, baby. Okay. Traffic and weather back to back as we kick off this early Tuesday drive. Let's talk to JT.
Seth, Julie.